Chapter 8. The Fairy Kingdom. A large marble pillar lay on the ground, which, in falling, had broken into three pieces. Between these pieces grew the most beautiful white flowers. The swallow flew down with Thumbelina and placed her on one of them. She was surprised to see a little man in the flower. He had a gold crown on his head and wings on his shoulders. He was not much larger than she herself. When he saw Thumbelina, the little man was delighted.
"I am the Prince of the Fairies," said the man. "Are you the little girl who helped this swallow? You saved his life,"
said the prince. Thumbelina nodded. The prince took the crown from his head and placed it on hers.
"What is your name, dear girl?"
he asked.
"Thumbelina, sir."
"Thumbelina, will you marry me?"
Thumbelina looked at the kind face, thought for a moment, and then said,
"Yes."
Then all the flowers opened. Out of each came a fairy lady or lord. Each of them brought Thumbelina a present. The best gift was a pair of beautiful wings. There was much rejoicing. The swallow was asked to sing a wedding song, which he did as well as he could. The prince's mother hugged Thumbelina. She said,
"You must not be called Thumbelina anymore. You are too beautiful and kind. We will call you Maya."
The swallow bowed low.
"May you find happiness, my kind friend."
Maya smiled happily as the swallow flew away.